joining us to talk about some vacation travel time. Maybe you want to explore parts of North Carolina. We have with us the executive director of Visit NC. It's Whit Tuttle. Good morning, Whit. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Craig, my co-host, has spent times in the Outer Banks, and that, in fact, that's where he was earlier this month as well. Or was that last month, Craig? I'm trying to remember.
Early June.
Probably where it was there. But we're going to talk about other parts of North Carolina, including something called the Inner Banks, which I'm not familiar with. Get us some details on that, Whit, if you will.
Yeah, so we are in the Inner Banks. I'm in here in beautiful Eatonton, North Carolina. It's one of America's most charming small towns. You know, it has this real authentic feel of Americana, and that's what we know visitors are seeking, these hidden gems. I'm here right on Eatonton Bay, which really showcases the beauty of this region that they call the Inner Banks. And so what it really is we're on the shore of the Albemarle Sound, which is North America's largest freshwater sound. So you've got water everywhere surrounding these communities, and they're just really beautiful places to be. They've got some amazing history. Right here in 1774, they had the first women's political movement called the Eatonton Tea Party. They're great attractions. There are these harbor's town cruises. They can take you to all the little towns that dot the Albemarle Sound, Eatonton, Plymouth, Hertford, Columbia. You can check out the restaurants, the craft breweries, that kind of stuff. It's the year of the trail, so we're right on the Roanoke River, and the Roanoke River State Trail in North Carolina. That's 410 miles. What I love about this place, you can fish, you can paddle, and you can even camp on it because they have these camping platforms right on the river. Just great stuff.
You have a sort of a theme of Dream Big in Small Town NC initiative. Talk us about this and why you think that's important for you guys.
Yeah, so with Dream Big, we're trying to showcase some of these rural areas and small town destinations that people don't really know about, but that they love. And the reason is there's so many great things to do, you know. So there's great food here. When we talk about food, you know, we love the barbecue in North Carolina. We'll put a little salt in your mouth if you come here. There's a great place called Old Colony Smokehouse in Eatonton. It serves all different types of meat for barbecue. These guys wowed people on Chop. They're really incredible. If you want seafood, you can't beat the local fresh fish at the Herringbone. There's also Eastern-style North Carolina barbecue at Shaw's in Williamston and Tar Heel barbecue in Ure. One of my favorite things to do, though, is for dessert, I go to a pharmacy. And I know that sounds weird, but there's an old-school pharmacy called Woodward's in Hertford, North Carolina, that serves homemade ice cream. And as we all know, ice cream is the best medicine. So that's a great thing to get at a pharmacy, if you ask me.
They don't have a soda jerk hanging out there, do they? Or is that kind of a...
That's kind of that feel, but it's really, they focus on the ice cream. It's just amazing. So really good. There's great nature here, too. Merchant's Mill Pond is old-growth cypress trees you can canoe through. It feels like an enchanted forest. And Pettigrew State Park has a lot of educational activities that tie in with these centuries-old Native American dugout canoes that they found on the site. There's quirky stuff, too. In Murfreesboro, the Brady C. Jeffcoat Museum of Americana features a sofa from Gone with the Wind, and it even has a dog-powered washing machine. Kind of crazy. And then in Plymouth, this area, it has the densest population of black bears in the entire world. And they have a Black Bear Discovery Center. They do a Black Bear Experience Weekend. It's really great. You go down to Columbia, the Pocosin School of Fine Craft. It's a maker's mecca. They do classes, events, and they have a gallery all on the shore of the Scuppernong River. Just really peaceful, beautiful place.
Whit, there has been a lot of growth on the Outer Banks in, well, the last couple decades. The Inner Banks, are there efforts underway to sort of keep it the way it is, or is there growth there as well?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's growth, but you come back here and you'll feel like you've gone back 200 years in time. They've really done a tremendous job of preserving the history, the natural beauty. Some of these places, you wouldn't know what year you're in if you came back here, because it's such beautiful old houses. And that's what we really love about these lesser-known destinations, you know. Everybody knows the Outer Banks, and the Outer Banks is cranking. It's a great thing to do. But if you really like to be on the water, enjoy the wildlife, see some of these beautiful old homes from the 1700s and 1800s, you're going to fall in love with the Inner Banks.
What kind of accommodations do you have down there? How do people stay in that area?
Yeah, so there aren't very many big chain hotels. So what a lot of people do, you'll stay in beautiful historic inns. We stayed in a place called the Captain's Quarters last night in Edenton. But there's also plenty of vacation rentals and Airbnbs that are a great way to stay. You can get a small town cottage, or you can even get one of these big waterfront houses. And you really experience the destination like a local, which I think is what everybody wants to do.
Sure, you always want to feel like you fit in, because that's the place you want to live forever when you're on vacation, right? After a while, you think, I never want to leave. I want to stay here. As long as you find a work down in that area. If people want to get their trip ready and plan out, where's a good place to get some information with?
Yeah, they can go to visitnc.com/dreambig. And we've got a great sweepstakes package as well that somebody can win. We're going to have five winners. They'll get a $1,000 Airbnb stay voucher, $500 Visa card for travel, and $300 in gift cards to local businesses. So visitnc.com/dreambig.
Sounds good. Our guest this morning, Executive Director of Visit NC, Whit Tuttle. Thanks, Whit. We've enjoyed the travel log for us this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.